Aloha. I'm Reverend Cindy Palos. How are you doing today? I have been looking at the pictures, as so many have, of these fantastic images from the Webb Telescope. And I'm one of those people that love the stars. I've always felt very connected to the stars. Strangely enough, my mother, bless her soul, would say to me as a child, "You are a star child." How lucky am I, right? Yes. And she'd tell my sister, "You're from the farthest star." So it's not at all out of my range of belief that we are connected to the stars. We are connected to those universal images we're seeing. The only thing that limits us is our vision and our belief. We start allowing ourselves to believe we are less than we are. And as we shut down who we are, who we really are, we have our mind follow what we tell it to do. Our minds are supercomputers. And as we start to think, "Well, no, that's not me. That's not possible. I can't be that." As we program ourselves to believe that, that's what our minds will do. Energy follows thought. And if you believe that you can expand your mind, that you can be awakened, that you can be part of this universal plan that connects us all as one, then you're not limited. We have an access, a free pass to infinity right there within us. And often we just don't take advantage of it. So I am here to encourage you to not limit your beliefs, to not limit your vision, to expand who you really are into activating it into a reality in your life. Again, energy follows thought. So as we start thinking and as we start seeing more than the limitations, more than the small stuff, then we start becoming more. I wrote this morning. In this infinite field of energy, we create the art of our life. Behold the colors that you're seeing. In this infinite palette of light, amidst the blessings of creation, what you choose to be is reflected in the prisms painted in these rainbow dreams. See the beauty of creation present in nature's light. Celebrate the good in life. Let that love shine bright. Each breath is a blessing. Let each moment be awakened in the magic that is alive in you and me. You are what you see. A poem, a painting, the vision of a rainbow dream. And as we start expanding our mind in meditation, and as we start looking within, the further we look within, the more we can see in our outside life. Let's just take a second here to think about that, to ponder. Doesn't it make sense? The more you expand your inner mind, your consciousness, the more you expand your awareness, the more you can see in the outside world. You can see the whole universe reflected in a dewdrop. You can see the stars when you look within and see particles of the atoms of which you are a part and which are part of the stars and the creation and the creative force that created those stars. So this is the magic that is present in life. And the thing that you need to tap into that magic is the power to say yes. The power to believe, the power to choose to be awakened, to drop any fear, to open yourself up to infinity and beyond. And as we see this happening more and more, as more and more people are becoming awakened and are beginning to meditate more, it only makes sense that we're seeing also more of these images that are coming to us from outer space. And as we develop our ability to handle that amazing energy that we can tap into with consciousness, then we can inherit our true value in life and be a citizen of the universe. That's where we're going. That's where I really believe we're heading. And it's accelerating. The time is now. The moment is now. Be here now in this moment of awakening. Let's do a meditation on this. Let's allow ourselves to delve into the deepest part of our true self. First, let's just breathe and relax. Breathing deeply in, knowing that each breath is a breath of spirit. And breathing out, knowing that each breath out is a blessing. Breathing in that breath and holding it and seeing that light within. And breathing out and releasing any tension, any blocks. And sending light up above us, 6 feet up, through us and down, below us 6 feet, out across us 6 feet, to the right 6 feet, to the left 6 feet, in front 6 feet, behind. We are now here together in a beautiful circle, a wonderful shell, an armor of light, white and gold. And we're joining together here in this moment, this lovely moment where we can be in that light together. Allow yourself to just feel how it feels to be surrounded in this wonderful light, this love, this energy. Release anything that you may have had, that may have been in your mind, that may have been any issues you've had. Just allow it to come out now and breathe it out. Just say, and feel that wonderful energy as we now make a place within our heart of hearts. Someone asked me, what is the heart of hearts? What is the heart of hearts? Well, we have our physical heart. We know about our physical heart. But then there's the spiritual heart. There's the heart chakra. There's the energy field that is really behind that energy of our physical heart, which our spiritual heart is. And that spiritual heart is connected to the unconditional love of all, the heart of God alive in us, and the love present there in our heart of hearts. Breathe into this amazing unconditional love right now. Feel the power. Feel the healing energy. Feel the perfect radiance of love in your heart of hearts. And allow this heart to blossom, to grow as you feel it. You can actually be aware of this wonderful presence right there in you, blossoming and waiting for you to allow it to be present right now in the unconditional love that heals all. Ah, breathe in that energy. They have discovered this energy coming from the furthest part of the universe that sounds like a heartbeat. It's not your typical pulse, and it's been being recorded longer than any kind of radio frequency that's been heard before. There is a heart of the universe. Let's now connect with that heartbeat of the universe. Allow yourself to travel deep, 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 deep within, into that spirit that holds the consciousness of all, the highest consciousness of God, the cosmic consciousness. Allow yourself to travel to that place in the cosmos where there is infinite light. And feel that light that shines so bright from the source of all light, that it feeds the stars, and feeds the suns, and it feeds the planet, and it feeds us, bringing us the energy to be awakened right now, right here and now. Allow yourself to say yes to this infinite light. Be that light. Breathe that light. Become that light of light. Be still. Be still and know that you are that light. You are the light in the universe. You are the love of all loves. You are the one that can see the vision and bring that vision of your purpose here on earth to life. Take a deep, deep breath of the universe. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, holding your breath, and being ever so grateful. Bring that light back into your heart. Allow your heart to open to the light of all love. Behold that light in your heart. Become that light in your heart. Breathe it in, absorb it, be it, and feel how wonderful it feels. And slowly come back out of meditation, allowing yourself to bring into your conscious mind anything that may have come to you, anything you wish to write down, anything you might wish to share. And allow yourself to just be grateful for this blessing of light, of infinite love and compassion, the blessing of being alive. God bless you always.